Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Oh, I like that. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast. Once again, we're on video. If you have Spotify or YouTube, you can check out the video feed. John and I are sitting here in studio a few days after Dropship Breakthrough Live, kind of absorbing everything that went down, a lot of cool moments, and we kind of want to review some of that today. Just what are our learnings from the event?
Well, apart from the fact it was an awesome experience, and I got to say, it was phenomenal. Really, I think it, as the guys organizing it, it far surpassed our expectations of what, you know, what it would be like first time. Yeah, look, we had some great speakers there. We had some, you know, and I thought it would be fun to sort of recap, you know, some of the things that we picked up from having all of those dropshippers, people running a dropshipping business in the same room together, but also some of the great speakers we had there.
Yeah, you asked what was my number one takeaway when we were doing notes for this, and
yeah.
I said Evo Hemp. Like, so our buddy Jordan and Ari at Evo Hemp, evohemp.com, if you want to check them out, they donated a bunch of hemp bars, and they did not last very long at the event.
They did not, man, yeah.
I can't recommend them enough. I may or may not have been addicted to them for years since I met them at a mastermind. evohemp.com, you can use the code DROPSHIP. I genuinely don't know what the coupon is. I want to say it's 30% or something like that.
I think it's 30.
But 35. Yeah, thank you, Jordan, Ari, for donating to us. Everyone loved them. The cookie dough and the lemon bar, I think, were the favorites, as well as the birthday cake. So definitely check those out. I think you can find them at most Whole Foods too, which is kind of cool.
Right. Yeah, cool. Awesome.
So thank you, Evo Hemp. But right out of the gates, we wanted to like start the event off with something, or I did at least, something that hit heavy. Like, I wanted you to come in there and realize, number one, we're all the same, and that we all have the same fears. And so my mindset coach, Elliot Rowe, he's the number one mindset coach in the country, volunteered to come and do the opening talk. And I think that really hit. Like, he did an exercise where he said, how about everyone shares their fears? Like, think about all the stuff you know you should be doing. Think about all the stuff your competitor's doing, and think about how you're not doing it. And like, what does that bring up for you? And then let's write down our fears. What are your fears in business? What are your fears in life? Let's write all of those down. And then we'll go around the room and share them. And so he passed the mic around, and literally everyone in the room shared what their fear was. I did, you did, the speakers did, every person in the room did. And I think that really set the tone for the event of like, oh man, we all have the same BS between our ears.
Yeah. I was kind of blown away by that. I thought, you know, and shout out to all the people that were there, particularly, like, I thought that, you know, was a bit of a risk of, you know, getting crickets kind of thing, you know, but, yeah, it was wild to have, you know, like 40 odd people. I think everyone in the room did it. Even the other speakers did it as well. So it was more than that, but, at all different levels, right? So in that room, we had people who were just starting out, like they hadn't launched their business yet. We had people who were sort of had been launched for 6 months. We had people who had been going for like 5 years and doing, you know, multiple millions a year in revenue. You and me, you know, who have been doing it for even longer. And the commonality between, you know, what's going on in people's minds, what's potentially holding them back was amazing. And it was such a great experience to hear that. Yeah. All voiced at the same time, you know, one after the other. It's a great, I think, connecting moment. But like, if you're listening to this and you weren't there, and you're, you know, maybe you're planning to start, or you're feeling a bit stuck at some point in the journey, and you think you're alone. And I think you often do on the entrepreneurial journey, right? You think you get stuck on something in your mind or something. You're like, oh man, like, what's wrong with me? Mm. You know, I see all these other people out there doing, you know, potentially great things, and I'm like, what's wrong with me? Why am I getting stuck on this? I must be an idiot. I must be stupid. I must be this or that or the other. And I think you just have to realize that you're not. Like, that's normal. That's a normal part of the journey, right? To have things that you're fearful of, or, you know, have those sort of mental roadblocks.
Yeah, some common ones that came up, and honestly, I've been fortunate enough to sit in Elliot Rowe's mastermind a few times with some people who are super high level, and they said the same shit that I heard in this room with people who are, you know, just starting or halfway through or doing millions in revenue. And it was a lot of fear of it all going away tomorrow, I think was a big one.
That was mine. Yeah. That was mine. Yeah.
It comes up a lot. Imposter syndrome was another one of like, you know, do I belong in this room? Do I know what I'm doing? And I think you quickly realize when you hang out with people who are, you know, further ahead of you in their journey that we're all just kind of fucking winging it. Like, you know, we followed a system, but yeah. Every single day it's we're putting out fires and we're all just trying to figure it out. And so long as you don't quit and you just keep trying to figure it out, eventually you get above those fears. But at the same time, I still have imposter syndrome. Like that was my thing when we went around the room of like, you know, should I be here doing this? Am I the right person to be leading this room? And so, I don't know. I found it fascinating that no matter whether we're in a dropshipping room or whether we're in Elliot's mastermind, or I've done this in another place too with Elliot, everyone said the same thing in every room that I was part of. It was very similar fears for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so if you're listening and you want to get a little bit of Elliot in your life, which I would recommend, I believe there'll be a link below this episode to Elliot's Primed Mind app. Which is an awesome resource, to help you navigate some of those things that might be going on in your mind right now.
Yeah, so the link is primedmind.com/dropship if you want to check it out. I believe it just goes to like a login screen, so just click sign up. I want to say he's giving away 3 free months. Mm-hmm. There is a free option as well, and it's just primers. Like, so he'll take you deep and do some, you know, regression things, but this is like a primer. Are you getting ready for your day? Are you getting ready for a sporting event? Mm-hmm. Are you getting ready to go on stage? Are you getting ready to be part of a big room like that and feel comfortable? I use some of them, and I believe my wife's coach, Adrian, is also in there doing some stuff in a female voice too. So yep. primemind.com. It's a sweet app. Check it out. Next up, we had Leanna. There you go. Like on the screen. Beautiful. Next up, we had my business partner, Leanna Pat. She is from punchlinecopy.com. Mm-hmm. And she is all about punchy copy, right? She's all about humorous copywriting, but more so some of the things that she talked about are something I learned from her a long time ago. And I hope she passed it to the room, which was like, listen to your customers. Like if you can simply go mine reviews for all the products that you have and not to take that review and put it on your site as a review, but to listen to what your customers are saying and use their language in your copy. There's gold in testimonials, in reviews, and in other places where your customers are speaking, and go take that and then just regurgitate it right back to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was great to have Leanna there. Copywriting and some of the other things she talked about, you know, delighting your audience and all of that sort of thing is something that I'm super into. Like I love copy and all that sort of thing. And I think in the dropshipping world, it's something that is very underappreciated and underutilized by high ticket drop or any dropshippers, but high ticket dropshippers in particular. I mean, we have a module on it in Dropship Breakthrough, but it's such a, you know, in a competitive world where you're a reseller, like adding in those little things to delight your customer and like set yourself apart with your copy and how you communicate. It's a massive opportunity to like present something different in the customer's mind, which we should all be trying to do.
And she's trying to do the delighting part everywhere, right? So she writes our emails for Paramount Pet Health. There's all sorts of little copy. Even when you go to unsubscribe, it says, need to unsubscribe, give your pets a squeeze for us. Just like at every opportunity, yeah, yeah. It's an opportunity to delight. And so, I appreciate it. Even in her slides, like at the end of it, she has a slide that says recap. And it's like a cap. You know, a baseball cap on top of a baseball cap, right? Yep. She's always trying to delight, and I think you should do that in your copy, in your emails, everywhere that you possibly can. And so, I don't know. That I've learned that from her for a long time ago, and I still think I'm trying to implement that everywhere. Like, it's a never-ending process. It's not like you get there and you're done. Just any interaction you have with your customer, if you can delight them, you're going to make them smile, and hopefully that turns into word of mouth, which is our favorite thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So next speaker we had up was Leighton, who's your developer of choice from he's got a business envision.io. Fantastic Shopify developer, been doing it for I think 10 years, maybe more, something like that. I really liked Leighton's talk because I think it was a good reminder. Once again, I mean, a lot of people think about websites and what you're doing. So he talked about your website and went through a whole range of things that essentially boiled down to, I think, building trust in your customer's mind. That was the message I took away from it. Looking at the home pages, collection pages, product pages, and a few other pages on the site. And I think it was really timely because he spoke about a lot of things that a lot of smaller things. Like I think people think about websites and that, once again, people tend to go towards what's the one big thing I can do that's going to like make my website better than everybody else's. And people think about it the same way with their business. There's going to be one big thing I can do, you know, that's just going to explode my business. And that's usually not really where the game's at, right? And I think hearing Leighton talk through just some of the things like, you know, just having a search bar that works, right? Having filters on your collection pages and how to do that properly. And, you know, like not having your site looking like a rainbow, which is just confusing for people and it looks super unprofessional. Like, or he just went through, for me, as somebody who's been doing it for quite a while, I think it was a good sort of refocusing experience. I mean, it would have been great for people who haven't even built a website yet. They'd be like, holy shit, yeah, I need to remember to do all of those things. But for me, it was a good refocusing thing to think about on my own sites. I think there were some things that I could take away from that I need to go and fix up, if you like.
Yeah, he's my favorite developer, right? He's not the cheapest developer, but he's the only one I trust. He's my business partner at Paramount Pet Health as well. And, you know, the fact that he tried to fly in the night before, got his flight canceled, rebooked to another flight, ended up getting stuck in Atlanta, stayed in a hotel, had to find another flight in the morning, and still got there and still gave that level of presentation. Like, I'm very thankful that he was able to show up and do that. And I think he was the most tactical of all of the speakers that we had. And I think a lot of students like that. Even in his breakout the next day, he was able to, you know, really dive deep into people's websites.
Yeah, go and have a look at ParamountHealth.com. I mean, it's a beautiful website. I really like that website, you know what I mean? And I think, yeah, if you need a developer, go and look Leighton up. Like you say, not the cheapest, but, you know, you get what you pay for when it comes to developers often, right? Like if it's something a bit more complex or, you know, a bit more design related, I think, like if you just need a guy to put a little widget here, like you can probably pay anything. But, I mean, if you want to have an impact on what the customer sees particularly, like, spending a bit more is going to give you way more bang for your buck over time. Like you're going to make that money back.
And he's a great teacher too. So we added a technical SEO section to Dropship Breakthrough where Leighton went in, edited the Superstore theme for us, added a bunch of technical SEO pieces that I put on every website. And I think everyone should. It's just a few things to tweak Shopify to make it a little bit better. So if you want to check out Leighton, he's in our course in Dropship Breakthrough. The next presenter is someone I've grown kind of close to. He's from Minneapolis. I saw him at an e-commerce meetup in Minneapolis. He is the former owner of DexDirect.com. And his talk was a lot about hiring and how to hire on culture rather than hire on skills. And he just really told a lot of stories of what it's like to go from, you know, zero to where he was prior to COVID with 40 employees and the revenue he was at and having his own warehouse to going from 40 to 200 employees and having two different warehouses across the country. But I think my favorite part of his entire talk was he went up there and the first thing he said was, I fucking hate dropshipping. And so I got the, you know, it calmed the tensions in the room of like, where are we going to go with this one? Because he started out dropshipping and, you know, there's certainly dropshipping isn't a, perfect business model. There are no perfect business models. And so like the things that could show up for you in dropshipping showed up for him. And he decided I'm going to counteract that by doing, you know, X, Y, and Z to grow my business. And he did that. He opened a warehouse. He brought in stock that no one else had. He served the customer in a way that I don't think anyone else served a customer. He really hampered on that. And so, he just exited DexDirect for mid eight figures. So I think that was the allure in the room of people who wanted to know how he did that. And then I think his talk kind of went in a different direction. And I don't know. I love Blair. I appreciate him. Him and I are, you know, both Minnesota Twins junkies. We go to games together. And so this was really cool to have him up there on the 50th floor overlooking Target Field to do this.
Yeah. And like the story of that exit and, you know, I mean, it's wild to think of the, cause they went from that, you know, 40 to 200 or whatever number of employees that like almost overnight,
in
like
18
really,
months, yeah.
Really quickly. And that would be such a wild experience, probably. Really scary and daunting. But I think what I loved about seeing Blair is somebody who's, you know, had that exit that a lot of people would dream of. And like, I think for those people, we kind of hold them up in our minds as like some superhuman, like they've achieved the thing that we would all love to. So there must be something really special about them. Like Blair is like a regular guy, right?
Yeah.
He's such a regular guy. Like he's a great guy. I really enjoyed hanging out with him for a little bit there. But, you know, I think it was nice to see regular guy get up who's done amazing things and just realize like he's, you know, like me, he's like you, he's like everyone else in the room, like started off in the same place.
Yeah, he's the epitome of just do the work.
Yeah.
Like he just showed up over and over. He's an Iowa corn-fed boy, and he's just, you know, he's very no-nonsense. And I'd be shocked if on our survey he wasn't, you know, towards the tippy top of, like, favorite presentations, let alone the stories he told at the end. We did Q&A at the end of every presentation so you could ask some questions.
Yeah.
And people asked some pointed questions, and he gave some answers that, you know, I've heard those stories privately. I did not expect him to share those in a room. And they're, you know, I'm not going to share them on a podcast because they were intense. Yep. Things that he went through with employees and the trials and tribulations of scaling that fast. And so, yeah, thanks. Thank you, Blair, for coming. That was one of my favorites, followed by one of my favorite people, Brian Angel. He's been on this podcast a couple times. He's been on the BK Show podcast as well. And, you know, he started it off in true Brian style. His business is inmovement.com. So what did he do? As soon as he got up there, he's like, who's tired? I'm tired. Let's all get up and jump around. And so he, you know, got the energy flowing and jumped right into how he acquired some of the brands that he was selling as a dropshipper. And now he runs those brands. I believe he's the biggest treadmill desk company in the United States, which is a really cool moment.
That's awesome.
But he didn't do so being savvy and, you know, making great deals, which he did make great deals. It was all about building relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and he acquired those brands for no money down. Am I right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So once again, I mean, this is something that, maybe an opportunity for anybody who's building a high ticket dropshipping business at some point. Right. But I think what was great about, and so if you hear that, like, oh, he acquired his brands for no money down, you're probably thinking once again that he must have some secret to doing that. There must be like something he did or some action he took along the way that nobody else knows about that allowed that to happen. Because I mean, that sounds pretty fucking awesome to me to be able to do that, right? But Brian's talk just brought it back to that was possible simply, not simply, but because he built good relationships with the people involved and he built the pathways to that happening just by consistently engaging with his suppliers. And I mean, he spoke about doing it with customers and other people that are somewhere around your business, just on a human level, just like actually being interested in them, but just consistently building a relationship. And I think the danger that a lot of dropshippers can get into, and particularly when it comes to suppliers, is thinking that it's like a transactional thing. Like, I'm only talking to you so I can extract something from you. Do you know what I mean? And if you approach it in that way, then those sort of opportunities are not going to be presented to you, you know, because if you've got a competitor in your field who approaches it a different way and you do have people that are working with that same supplier, then they tend to be the person that's going to get the, you know, any benefits that might come from a stronger relationship. They're not going to float onto you and their business is going to be in a better place. You know, like if these opportunities come up, you know what I mean?
You get out what you put in, right?
Yep.
He referenced the first brand he bought was from a $1 billion conglomerate.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of us work with big suppliers, maybe not that big, but you're often not talking to the owner or the decision maker.
Right.
You're talking with an employee. And so by him building a relationship with many different employees at the company, he was able to acquire all of their stock when they were about to shut down the company. He bought all of the stock, right? And so he could be the sole supplier. And then due to having that relationship, they were able to go to bat for Brian when no one needed to go to bat for Brian. They were just going to shut this part of their company down. But since he had built those relationships, they were able to go to bat for him and say, hey, you know what? I think we should sell it to this guy and he can carry on the legacy of this brand we were trying to build, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Now, I wanted to shout out on the second day, we gave out some awards at Dropship Breakthrough, which is the first time we've done this. So we created a couple of awards, which are going to be carrying on with our community of members into the future that we'll be doing regularly. But we created an award for people who have crossed the 100,000 in sales mark, you know, so it's somewhere between 100,000 and a million in sales. And we created another award for people who have crossed the $1 million in sales mark and a student of the year award as well. And I think it was really cool, particularly for me, because there were some people in the room that I've been working with for a long time, right? There were some brand new people, almost brand new people as well, who received one of those awards, which was also amazing to see the progress that they've made in a really short amount of time. But yeah, it was really nice to, you know, get those people who I know have been working real hard consistently over time to get to that sort of level up on a stage and, you know, say, well done. Like, I mean, it's once again, I said earlier, it can be a pretty lonely journey, the entrepreneurial journey at some points. And I think, you know, oftentimes you you hit some milestones that you've always wanted to hit and there's nobody around to sort of, you know, there might not be anybody in your life that you can share that with. You know what I mean? And have actually somebody say, that's really fucking awesome, man. That must have been hard work. Well done. So it was nice to be able, I know that never happened for me at points. And it was nice to be able to get those people up and actually, you know, be the person that got to say, hey, man, nice job. You're doing awesome.
Yeah, shout out to Ted. I know him from e-commerce fuel, Ted at decadeawards.com. He made some amazing looking awards for it. Huge.
Yeah.
Definitely check out our social media at Dropship Breakthrough on pretty much every channel. You can see the photos of all of our students up there holding up the trophies. Yeah. Kind of a cool moment, honestly. And, you know, like you said, for you, you've been working with these people long before Dropship Breakthrough ever existed. So some of those people who are, you know, in the multi-million dollars already this year, that's kind of fun to give them a big award.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I think my biggest takeaway and one I wanted to make sure we say is like, wow, do we have a cool community. The very first night we're handing out badges. You and I are in the lobby. We're handing out badges, giving out gift bags full of, you know, the on switch and the kill switch from Switch Supplements and some books from Joe Valley at Quiet Light. Yeah, and just like
you, Jay.
Giving out a bag, right? And your badge. And I assumed everyone would be like, hey, I want to talk to John, or hey, I want to talk to Ben. Everyone walked away. Like, they were just like, thank you. I'm going over here with this crowd that I've seen on Zoom calls over. You know, we do group coaching inside of the Elite membership at our course. John does one at least once a week. I do one once a week. We do one together every other week. And so, like, these people have known each other virtually for a long time, and we've all been rooting for each other virtually. And the moment they saw each other in person, they were like, hey, you know, good to see you, Ben and John. I'm out of here. I'm going to go hang out with these people. And I thought that was amazing. And you and I have done a good job, I think, on sales calls, telling people no.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten some calls with people who are just not a good fit for this community. Could we take their money and sell them a course? I think we could. We're like, some people might tell us we should, but I've told people no. I know you've told people no of like, absolutely, get out of here. We don't want you here. Always. And so through that pruning, I think that helped bring the right people there. Like, there, we had, you know, 40 people in a hotel that were all heart-centered, kind, just wonderful human beings, all trying to do something amazing with their life. And there was no one there looking to take from another person. We were all there to give and just really spend time with each other. And that stood out to me. We've created an amazing community.
Yeah. I haven't been to another event where that happened, like, right at the start, right from the very start. Like, maybe by the end of an event, you might get that sort of interaction. But
yeah,
these guys, yeah, that was wild. We're just standing there by ourselves and everybody's somewhere else just talking to each other. And, you know, yeah, I mean, it's a testament to, you know, the community that we have that's built that way. So, I mean, if you're out there by yourself at the moment trying to do the dropshipping thing, like, literally, and you're missing that and you would love that, like, we have a fantastic community. Get into Dropship Breakthrough. Go on, join dropshipbreakthrough.com/join. Come and be a part of that.
Yeah, and I'll wrap it up with this. There's some people who have taken other courses, much like we have way back in the day, and they're here. And when they're telling us, man, I'm really glad I found you guys. I'm really glad I found these people. This feels like home. That's pretty fucking cool.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.